This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Political fallout from the violent protests at the U.S. Embassy in Baghdad has been swift even after the protesters departed. Reuters' Matthew Laritonda has more.
Mohammed al-Haydari is a ranking member of the coalition known as the Popular Mobilization Forces. The PMF leadership says their message has been heard and never intended for violence. The Americans are there to train Iraqi forces or combat terrorism, he says. The killing of PMF members is unacceptable. The U.S. airstrikes that targeted the Qatayib Hezbollah militia, which falls under the PMF's umbrella, killed or wounded scores. However, Qatayib Hezbollah is considered a terrorist organization by Washington, even though it's technically a unit within the Iraqi government's own armed forces. The prime minister is furious over the airstrikes but has pleaded for calm. The PMF says its call to withdraw is in deference to him.
That's Matthew Laritonda reporting. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is planning to ask Parliament to grant him immunity from prosecution for alleged corruption. That's a move that could put off a trial until after March elections. Netanyahu has been indicted on several charges, including allegations of accepting lavish gifts and trading political favors for positive news coverage. He has called himself the victim of a political witch hunt. Rudy Giuliani, U.S. President Donald Trump's personal attorney, says he would testify at the president's looming impeachment trial and do whatever he can to see the president acquitted. Giuliani's a key figure in pressing Ukraine to launch investigations to benefit Mr. Trump politically. You can find more on this and other stories online at our website, voanews.com. You're listening to VOA News.